Right.
There is a book, perhaps you might have read, Aquarian Gospels. So in that book I have read, there is a Greek word, Christo. Christo, sometimes we don't say Krishna, we say Christo.
Christo, yes, in Bengali particularly.
Yes. So this Christo word means anointed. Krishna's face is anointed. And love also. And this Christ title was given to Jesus on account of his love for God. So, on the whole, the conclusion is Krishna or Krishna means love of God.
Now, Bhandarkar has tried to argue that the entire Krishna legend of Srimad Bhagavat has been borrowed from the West.
How is that possible?
Huh?
How does he do that chronologically?
Well, that
how is
possible?
Impossible.
There was some exchange, some people came from Greece here, and he just...
But the Greek civilization was not developed 5,000 years ago.
It wasn't even developed.
But he doesn't date it so back as 5,000 years.
So anybody can say anything.
He doesn't.
And you know, Bhandarkar was...
Our authorities, they accept Bhandarkar is not as good as Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Shankaracharya. Nobody can give credit to Bhandarkar more than these acharyas or Chaitanya. So how his proposition can be accepted?
So he was knighted, you see, by the British government.
Yes, yeah, that's
so
he
is.
Sir Bhandarkar. Sir Arjuna.
So,
just like Nehru bribed one, like Mukherjee, Radha Kumud Mukherjee, doctor, to write book for it. He has supported Kaus Lata.
He supported.
If I was the Western government and you handed the most perfect knowledge to me, I would knight you also, in the name of myself. Certainly I would knight you.
So, Radha Kumar Mukherjee, he has supported council. He has given a poor, made a parliament member, first of all. So, this poor man, 500 rupees per month, he accepted. And then he induced him, he take more money, right, like this. So if you pay money, British government's whole policy was that if the Indians are kept strict Hindus, it is next to impossible to govern them. So therefore, the Macaulay's policy, they change the whole policy. How the Hindus will think everything mentioned in the Shastra is nonsense. They are trained. And Nehru is the first class trained. Everything mentioned in the Shastra, the Arya Samaj, they also wrote Sattartha, so many. Dr. Radhakrishna, all these scholars, they would never mention any Shastra more than within 1,000 years. That means...
Otherwise they would not be scholars.
No. Otherwise they would not be scholars.
At any rate, where it came from is...
Because according to Darwin's theory, the forefather was monkey. So, their theory is that long before there were monkeys only. How such high philosophical thoughts could come?
It is true that in England there were only monkeys in that.
Yeah, that's right. on this theory, all their philosophy. So, if they give credit, the Indians were so high scholars and pleasure, then the whole theory is spoiled. Because brain is developing. Mm. The background of brain was Manti.
Mm.
So how such philosophical high scholarly work can be done?
Mm.
And this is the if Bhagavad is accepted as we accept 5,000 years ago, it was written, then their whole civilization becomes tough to tell you.
About Bhagavata also he says that there is a mention of Buddha in Bhagavata and many descendants of Buddha who lived...
The Buddhists, they don't accept that verse.
Kikiteshu
bhavishyati. Buddha nama ranjana sutra. They do not accept. About Buddha, in the Hindu literature, Vedic literature, there is mention, bhavishyati,
bhavishyati.
Future. That is insult to them. Therefore, they do not accept this verse. Neither we say Buddha is incarnation of God, Keshava, Dita, Buddha, Sarira. They do not accept this. They think it is inside. Yes. Hindu gods. But in one Buddha temple, I have seen, in Penang, there is Vishnu Murti. Yes. 400 Vishnu. That is Buddhist temple.
Dr. Chanda has found many. Dr. Chanda has found many Vishnu Murtis in Buddhist temples.
Yes.
Especially in Malaysia.
Malaysia, yeah.
Especially in Malaysia.
Malaysia, I'm speaking of Malaysia. Penang is Malaysia. Dr. Chanda also from country.
Yes.
So they worship Vishnu. And Buddha Dharma is an offshoot of Vedic religion. That is the proof.
Om Tad Vishnu
Paramam Padam.
To this man, he says that's the proof that Vaishnava is an offshoot of Buddhism. That Vishnu is in the Buddhist temple, he can say that. This Chaitanya, who has written this book, can say that since Vishnu is in the Buddhist temple, that is a proof that Vishnu is an offshoot of Buddhism.
Yes, he can say like that. But offshoot, you cannot say. Vishnu is long, long ago mentioned. Buddha is later.
Yes.
Buddha can be from Vishnu, but Vishnu cannot be from Buddha.
So how do they speak of that chronologically? They don't accept the Srimad Bhagavatam as 5,000 years old?
No. This bundle.
No, those are documents.
Documents?
Yeah, photocopies.
Oh. You promised to give me a photo of Prabhupada.
I'll give you one.
If you have got any colored photo, you can So we have now increased 87. Yes.
More, 92.
92?
You don't know yourself.
Yes, actually, Kapuji, I do not know how things have become like this. I tell you frankly, because I have no credit. You see? But things are going on like this. It is something like, of course, I am not comparing exactly, just like Krishna could not understand about his potency, and therefore he became Radharani's teacher to understand himself. of course, this is a comparison. Things are taking very wonderfully. Very wonderful. Now see, these boys and girls, how seriously they are taken.
Oh yes, they are, there is no doubt about their earnestness.
Yeah.
And people are, this is just what strikes people.
Yeah.
How can these people be so sincere and so honest?
So I simply advise
them. They are beating Indians.
I simply advise them that you regularly chant the 16 rounds.
Yes.
Not more, you cannot make, you cannot imitate Haridas Thakur. But there must be one Sankha. Sankha Purvaka Namagana. They are observing that and the regulative principle. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, no marriage. And they are following other instructions. So they are wonderfully.
You know, Dalmiaji is daughter-in-law, wife of Vishnuhari Dalmia. You see?
Vishnuhari went to see me in London, Parashuti's wife.
Acha. So she told me, she said, the movement is all right, but they are so strict, such strict rules and regulations have been imposed upon these people. How long will they be able to follow them?
That is
right. This is bound to fail, she said. I say it will succeed just because of this. The rules and regulations imposed upon them are like strong fences put around them to keep Maya away. You see?
They want
actually, because they are following strictly.
Strictly.
Maya cannot touch them.
Maya cannot do.
Touch them. Jashasya vidhimusvijya bhattate kamaka na siddhin jāna. Krishna says, so vidhi, bhakti,
vidhi.
Must be found.
Must be,
must be found. This is cut piece. Cut piece from the book cover. No, it is original photo.
Yeah, copy.
Copy.
It's fine. No, it seems there is a Radha Krishna photo in the background, which is cut.
You can use some of that. It is not very nice.
We need a nice one.
I don't
have any.
We didn't bring so many things with us, but
we'll
give a very nice.
Yeah,
Radha
Krishna photo is that, it's not good.
A nice.
Here, what?
Not color.
No, maybe not the color.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Now give me afterwards. There's no hurry. And what about those photos you took in Ramadeti? That lady in passed from me every time I go there.
Which one?
Mahaprabhu's photo? Mahaprabhu?
I think Shirad Akshay has those. I think Shirad Akshay has those. Maybe those. I'll inquire. Shirad Akshay?
Yeah.
He has those negatives. I'll inquire where they are.
If you give me the negatives, I'll get them.
Give some prasad.
You are observing Kashi today? The Kashi today?
The Kashi, phala hai.
So you want to go in for that piece of land? That
yeah.
Garden?
Yes. You like that piece of
land? I like it.
Yeah, it is nice. Three sides road.
Three sides road?
Yes. Three sides road and good locality.
No, this one is all right, of course. This land that you are purchasing is very well situated. No, but that orchard, you see?
Orchard, yes. That you can inquire.
But if you want to expand afterwards,
yes.
This piece of land may not be sufficient.
No.
And that may not be available afterwards. So if you can go in for it just now.
Yes. So what actually Swami.
Subhadra Swami must have told you.
Subhadra.
He mentioned that he thought 60,000. He was not positive.
Huh?
He was not sure, but it was, they both, both said 60,000, but they were not sure.
Since both of us say 60,000, I think we can be at least half sure. Yeah.
But that is a very nice plot. And it is about two times as large as Mr. Dalmia's land, and Mr. Dalmia was asking 50,000.
Asking.
No, he has purchased it for 50,000. $60,000 is his entire cost, including expenses and everything. I asked him, he told you. $60,000. So from that point of view, that land is cheap? You have more extensive buildings on it than Dalmia.
What about the adjoining land? Is it also available?
Which one?
There is some adjoining land behind.
Adjoining which?
That 60,000.
Mon Maharaj got this land very cheap.
Oh yes. He got it for nothing.
Only 30,000?
No, even less, I think, about 10,000. 10,000. But he
had to spend much money.
He got it, it was requisitioned for the college.
Oh.
It was requisitioned.
Vrindavan University, it was acquired by the government.
Acquired. That's how he got it cheap. And then he had to go into litigation. You see.
Oh, yes. Much litigation. And he was in danger.
Still it's not finished.
Not yet finished.
Not yet finished? That litigation is still going on?
No, I mean building.
Building, huh? The construction is going on.
Now he's getting money.
Now he's getting money. The institution has been recognized by the government.
He's not here, I inquired.
Perhaps not, I don't know.
He's gone to Delhi.
He was trying to force me, force the principalship of his college upon me. When I came here after my retirement.
Yes, yes. I know that. You can come sometime to European countries, to our different branches.
Why you make me leave Vrindavan now? You see,
no, because you have got some background, so you can have very good chance to speak in big institution.
That's all right.
And somehow if our movement is supported in that way, that will be nice.
I was out from Vrindavan for about a month and a half, as I told you.
Yeah. That was also painful.
That was the hell. Yeah. Although I was with my children, you see, small kitties, lovely people, you see. Mm-hmm. And still, you see, I didn't like to stay with them.
That I can understand.
I came away. And as I was returning to Vrindavan, you see, I think it was by way of punishment, you see, for remaining outside Vrindavan for such a long period, that a strange thing happened, you see, and Radharani made me undergo a prashchit before I came back.
What?
You see, what happened was, it was the...
Prashchit. Intonation, what do you call it?
No.
Prashchit, what is the exact English?
Atonement. So, I was made to undergo atonement, you see. I was coming to Mathura. I had to drop down from Tufan at Mathura, you see, and I had a trunk and a bedding with me. Sanatan Shiksha for Radha Govindanath Tika, a big volume, about 1,000 pages, that he had given to me for revision.
Okay.
So that thing was there. There was one
in
more,
Bengali?
Hindi.
Hindi. Oh.
Hindi. One more manuscript, you see. And of course there was some jewelry also, because my son has been recently married, you see, as well as there was some jewelry also. That was not so material as this manuscript,
yeah.
You see. So I went to the station master, he failed to do anything, then I ran back to the train.